Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah the priest, inspired by the Holy Spirit, acknowledged that Mary, her young kinswoman, had been chosen by God to be the mother of the Saviour, the promised Messiah. She herself was with child, although she and her husband were well on in years and had no children. Filled with joy and gratitude to God for the favour he had shown her, she awaited the birth of her son, who was to be named John. Elizabeth knew that this child would be great in the sight of God, and that he would minister in the spirit and power of Elijah to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. John was set apart for God, even from birth, and would be filled with the Holy Spirit. His ministry would be to bring back many in Israel to the Lord, and to prepare the hearts of the people for the coming of the Son of God, whom Mary was to bring into the world. The good news of the birth of John had been brought to Zechariah by the angel Gabriel. The priest had found it difficult to believe that he and his wife would have a son in their old age. Because of his unbelief, the angel had told him that he would be dumb until these things came true. When the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, she brought forth a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what the child was to be called. Zechariah took a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak, praising God. The neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about these things. Everyone wondered and said, "What then is this child going to be?" Then Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a mighty Saviour for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets long ago, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our forefather Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days." Then addressing the little child, he said, "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the path of peace." God was with John. The child grew and became strong in spirit. He went and lived in the desert to prepare himself for his ministry until he appeared publicly to Israel. Shortly before John's birth, Mary went back to Nazareth in Galilee, to her family and to Joseph, her betrothed husband. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a righteous man, and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, so he had in mind to break off their marriage in private. But while he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child she has conceived is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel said and took Mary home as his wife, but they did not come together until she had given birth to her son. Next episode, the birth of Jesus.